November 1st, 2017, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. First, what is it? All Saints Day? No, it's Souls Day.
It's just the season.
One of the first or the second. I always get them backwards.
Yeah, said our Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, so Dios de la Muerte for the Mexican partying thing. Actually, it's like 2 or 3 days, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Brother Matt's been a long time.
Yeah, way long time.
So explain to the people since summertime. What's been going on with
all right, I had my femur sawed off. That's a trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I've been dealing with that, rehabbing this stuff with the hip replacement.
Talking about the top of his femur, people. They did a hip replacement, so they cut the
top of the bone off. And pound a spike down through your femur bone.
And then the cat also kind of nubbed
the nerve, so my thigh is like dead.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's going to get better.
He's got no feeling in his side.
So
you might think that's a gift, but
yeah, I like that thigh.
Anyway,
but it feels better.
Coming around.
It feels better than it did the last several years. So
right.
So that's an improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. And your Dodgers are in the...
Dodgers are some excitement. Man, oh, man.
Hoist there.
Yeah, we made it the seventh game, so tonight's the night. Yeah. God's going to smile upon
us. And it's
us.
At home.
Yeah. Man, so, both teams are amazing. Usually, like the Reds, the Cards, the Phillies, I hate those teams. But I got big respect for the Houston, man. Those guys are all badass. Guy, right? Yeah, they're all badass. Those guys are great.
They got it. And, well, the Cuban guy with the...
Yeah, that was
if he would have said Chinos, I think it would have been okay. But him saying Chinitos, like the little boy, Asian guy, and that was like, no. start off the show. Anyway, glad you're back, Brother Man.
Thank
and
you.
You're on the mend, and I'm going to be back. People, I turned 60 in December. Wow, you're hearing some noise from far away Seville, Spain, because... our guest, but I'm going to be home a lot in 2018. I turned 60 in December, and it's going to be the year of composing and recording, so not as much away time 2018. We started with two bass hit, John Coltrane and Miles Davis live. I think Billy Higgins was on the drums, and Mr. Paul Chambers on the bass. Who's that alto guy? Cannonball Adderley. Red Garland on piano. After that was our guest, Marco Serrato. Cuervo Sueña, K.S. Mohair. For the crows. For the ladies. Marco, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. Evening here.
Yeah, you're 8 hours ahead of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for calling me.
Yeah, there's no problem. Fellow bass player, Andalusia, Seville. I got to spend 5-6 days there once. The Stooges were supposed to play Canaries Islands, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay. So we ended up playing maybe some Campo Cruz, you know, real good Cerveza festival.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed my time in the town.
I got to see, cool.
Yeah, a lot of neat stuff, like Alcazar and...
Yes, beautiful.
Indies and climb the Giralda.
Yes.
And, that stuff was trippy for me.
Sure.
Also,
place. I like it.
The old Jewish part of downtown, Old Town. I saw some real flamenco stuff. Not the cheesy, corny kind, kitschy kind, but, yeah, stuff that made me cry.
It is the whole tourist stuff, I see that.
Yeah, but the tourist was later. When they started doing the mariachis, when a different kind of audience came, that's when it was time for Watt to leave. But I got to see the first batch of stuff, and that was way more the homegrown. What's your oldest music memory, Marco?
My oldest music memory, and maybe I was about... 3-4 years old, I was watching the TV, and there was a program for teenagers. And I remember introducing some musical band, and the girl from the program said something about the Beatles. And then I saw a guy with a painted face and blood in the tongue, and I thought it was the Beatles, but it was Kiss. So I told my father that I like the Beatles. Okay, cool. So he played some Beatles for me, and I thought, no, doesn't sound like the guy with the blood and
the makeup.
But I think it was cool anyway. So I started liking the Beatles very young. So it is my first memory related with rock and roll music and that.
Can you remember the first record you bought?
With my own money?
Yeah.
Yes, because it was a cassette. It was by a German heavy metal band called Helloween, Keeper of the Seven Keys, Part 2.
Yeah.
They were very popular here in Europe at the end of the 80s.
Yeah, I think they're called Hellion, we would say.
Helloween.
How do you spell it?
It's like Halloween, but E instead is
Opera. Oh, it's Halloween.
Yeah,
because
Halloween
was a band called Hell Yeah. Okay.
Excuse my English.
And they were German guys, huh? Okay.
Yes, yes.
So, what about in your house? Was anybody making music?
No. No. There was a guitar, a Spanish guitar, that my father bought because he was a communist, and he was in jail for a couple of months, and there he started to learn to play a few songs, and he bought a guitar, but he never got really into it, and me either, because I couldn't really play it. I tried a few times, but nothing until I started playing electric bass at 14.
What about school? Did you try music in school?
No.
Okay.
No.
So your first thing is electric bass.
Yes.
And what gave you that idea, electric bass? What gave you that idea, electric bass?
What gave me the idea?
Yeah, did you know another guy playing bass? Or was it the guy in Halloween?
It was only because, you know, teenager, I listened to a lot of heavy metal music. I'm a metal guy. Mostly listening to Motorhead. And I remember listening to Stay Clean, where it was a very cool bass solo with Lemmy playing a nice melody, and I thought that bass guitar was the coolest thing.
So Lemmy was your first bass hero?
Yes, maybe him and Cliff Barron from Metallica and people like that.
Okay, so you're a teenager. You buy a bass guitar, a bass amp?
Yes.
What, you start, is it Man Alone, or do you start playing with your friends?
With my friends. We started playing some thrash metal, and then playing some death metal. And by the time I started to listen to a lot of different music, but I started trying to play our own music from day one.
What do you mean? What kind of music from day one? Original?
Yes, original music.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
Very bad music.
No, I just couldn't hear it. Your English is fine. So right away you start trying to write compositions.
Yes, but by that time I started writing my own compositions at the same time I was learning to play.
Yeah.
Very a very common thing for among all the people playing hard rock and punk and metal and.
Yeah, different experience. When I was young, nobody played their own songs. You copied off records.
Okay.
So I think culture changed after a few years. Yeah, yeah.
It was
70s was a lot about copying other people's music. It wasn't about trying to write your own music.
We tried, but it was more difficult.
Yeah, of course. But at least you tried. We didn't even try.
Yeah.
I didn't start writing songs till I got acquainted with the punk movement. So,
yes.
Do you remember your first gig?
Yes. I wasn't very young. I was 18 or 19 years old, and I was really, really nervous. It was a big venue here in Seville, but I had a lot of fun playing with my friends. The drummer, it was a guy I knew from the kindergarten, you know. It was very fun.
And so what was the name of the band?
It was a band called Tierra, like
Earth
in Spanish.
I think that was Black Sabbath's first name.
Yes. Yes.
So when you were young, was it very important about genre? Like, you liked just the hard rock?
Excuse me? Repeat?
Like this idea of genre, because you keep referring to heavy metal and hard rock and. Because it seems like the music I've been playing on my show is very experimental.
No, yeah, the first stuff I played were very straight. Tierra was in the 90s, so we got some stoner rock influence and alternative metal, you know. I always tried to put some weird stuff, weird stuff, or but my first bands were not very experimental.
Okay.
For example,
I'm going to play Cuervo de Vora los Ojos for the Father's Eyes. Yeah. This is not, I would call, death metal.
No, it isn't. No,
so
yet.
We're going to play this. And then
I didn't learn music in school, but at 23 years old, I quit all the bands and started to play double bass and learning music. And at the same time, I was listening a lot of jazz music, modern composers like Ligeti, Oliver Messiaen, and even people from Free Improvisation. And I tried to mix all together, but sometimes you got there is some metal background on some of it, but it's not, it's open music where I put everything I have in my head.
Yeah. So the crows eat father's eyes. Let's listen.
Folk hunkering down for the night. through the throng of black-clad teenagers outside McDonald's. Stand on the edge of a curb, look down. My right shoe is nudging a soiled tampon. In a field on Isla, barnacle geese prepare to migrate.
Thank you. Esta noche estoy de tuna, mañana soy de tunante. Lera, lera, le, Carmelita, Dios. Lera, lera, le, Carmelita, Dios. Lelela, pasa mañana en la noche, pasa mañana en la noche, no hay demonio que me aguante. Lera, lera, le, Carmelita.
Robert Pedro Show. We heard a Cuervo Devora Los Ojos de Su Padre by Marco Serrano. I guess he's making a change from genre-based, getting free of genre-based music on his road to his own compositions. Then we heard a Howie Reeve. I know he was just there in Andalusia.
Yeah.
Ghost of Possibilities.
Yeah, my home. Yeah.
He was staying with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice guy.
Nels Klein, Snare Girl. Barry Berko Band, Tel Aviv, with Bone Dogs Birkenstocks. Guide by Voices, Chew the Sand. I got to share the bill. They played really good in our Pedro town. You didn't see him, Brother Matt? But you were at the gig.
Yeah, yeah.
Where were you?
I was.
I looked all over for you.
Yeah, I was just wandering
what
around.
What about Dirk?
I saw Dirk a couple times.
Okay, I never saw him either. God damn. And we had the
it's his birthday today. Dirk's birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
He's a little 2 months older.
Huh.
Did you see the band that played before us? It was Delicate Steve.
I saw the tail end of
it. Okay, well, the drummer man, he's got a solo thing called The Odd. We heard that. Now, I remember people writing about Chico Hamilton. You know, why does this guy get writer's credits? He's a drummer. Drummers can't write songs. Oh, shit. Very careful. They got a new album out, those Columbia Cats, with the Cumbia.
Cool.
And Carmelita Adios. And then finally, Orthodox with Señores el Rostro de la Muerta, which is, I guess, Marco, your current project,
yes.
Right? Orthodox.
Yes, it's my main project, my main band.
Yeah, what's this name mean, Orthodox?
Eh? Sorry?
Usually when we use this word Orthodox, it means very regular. Doing the do, you know? With one of my least favorite words in the world, normal.
Ah, yes.
Right? This word Orthodox, right? It means, I don't know. Why'd you pick that name?
That name? Ah, because when we started, we went to other reviews talk about how unorthodox were our metal concept, but we thought we were in fact following the real orthodox metal path, people like Celtic Frost or early Black Sabbath, who made metal without rules, mixing a lot of influence and different instrumentation. And we thought that this way of making metal was losing because all the productions sound like plastic. So we tried to make a band with the free mentality of the original metal bands. So we thought we were being very orthodox doing that.
You were part of Black Sabbath orthodoxy.
Yes, because, for example, if you listen to Black Sabbath, it's not only riffs and stuff. You can listen to Never Say Die or Volume 4, and there is a lot of different stuff on them. And now everybody who plays metal, it's mainstream metal, it sounds like pop to me.
Scorpions.
So, mm-hmm. We try to give back that feeling of do what you want.
Okay. Yeah, I think the bass player wrote all the words. What about the words? Because you use instrumental kind of medium.
Yes. And we sing, we made a lot of instrumental songs, and also we have more straight metal song with vocals. Mostly I do I sing and do the lyrics.
Ah, he's a butler. He didn't do the singing, but he wrote the words.
Sorry, you're talking about Jesse Butler?
Well, he wrote a lot of the words to Black Sabbath, I found out.
Sure, yeah, I know, sure. All right.
And you think there's an orthodox way to make heavy metal lyrics? Do you remember the word heavy metal?
What?
There's a song, it was in Easy Rider, Born to Be Wild.
Hmm.
Mars Bonfire,
yes. Heavy Metal
Steppenwolf,
uh-huh.
And I think he says Heavy Metal Thunder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah, and then Blue Oyster Cult has a song where they go like some heavy metal fruit.
Yeah.
They're singing about awesome. Some Nazi jet fighter or something. Is there any kind of humor in metal lyrics?
Yes, sure, always.
Or is it? It's not always so serious, right?
Yes, it happens. No, we're open to humor all the time.
But then a song like "Hand of Doom" not so funny.
Yes, sure, always very and a lot of ironic stuff and sick humor. We're open to this. We need to.
Well, what are they called? Filth. Something of filth.
Yes.
Cradle of Filth.
No, but I don't like them.
You don't like. They're from England, right?
Yeah, I know.
They're kind of funny.
I like
right?
some black metal, but only their early bands.
Okay. They're definitely kind of funny. Kind of. But who would be serious? Like Iron Maiden?
Or Iron Maiden is my... I have a kid with 8 years old, and he loves Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And so he will listen to Iron Maiden all the time. I've been listening to Iron Maiden for the last 5 years without stop. So I love them now, too. I like them. They're funny, and they're professionals, great musicians, and I love the band. And their humor on them, too.
Yeah, right. They used The Prisoner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they used a vocal from this England TV show called The Prisoner in the 60s. He goes,
you
I'm
are
not a
number.
I'm not a number. I'm a free man.
You're a man.
The number two says you're number six. You're number six.
For number six.
They also did a one from Johnny Guy's Gun. That's pretty wild.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. We're at the end of the first hour of the November 1st. Is this Guy Fawkes Day in England?
Well, it's November 5th.
But they do the fireworks.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're fucked up on that. Anyway, it's November 1st, 2017. First hour of Watford Peters with Brother Matt, back with him, and our special guest from Seville, Marco Serrano.
Yeah.
Hold tight for hour two. November 1st, 2017, it's the second hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
Thank you. What happens when you're too young? This is not to calm, too strong. And the thing you see too far is that because you're just too young? Because you're just too stupid to know better. It's just bad luck. It's just bad luck. Yeah, I see too much. Yeah, I see too much.
Pedro Show. We start off the second hour with Partum Sirenis. Or they'd say Sirenis. Orthodox. Rocky Balboa after that. Paper Cat. Pretty awesome lady on bass there. I got to play with a Polish band. It was in Krakow, but the band was Warsaw. And it was just drums, bass, and a singer. And the bass lady was wild, man. Kind of like Koya in Belgrade with the wow wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. I think she was doing that.
Cool.
And I asked her if she wasn't even aware of this guy.
Wow.
Yeah. She's maybe early 40s, but she was tearing it up.
Oh, awesome.
You couldn't have a guitar because it's like Koya's thing. It's just too much.
Wow. Cool.
They were bad. They were called Pachava. A really good band. Anyway, well, brand new Deer from Boris, the 25th anniversary album. And then, if the B in Boris is capital, they're playing like hard rock. But if it's a little B, they're playing experimental. You knew that, right? Morris, the singer lady from that band, and they did Ciao Obachi. And Peruba with Healer from their new album out of Barcelona. We're now B, Particular Singulars. And finally, Chilibs with Hidden Forces. Now, who's in Orthodox?
We were a trio with Borja Diaz on drums, who also played with me in Hidden Force Trio and Sputnik Trio. And we used to have a guitar player. And sometimes we call some friends to do some sax or clarinet. But now we've been working as a duo with drums and bass and vocals for the last 3 or 4 years. But always hoping to collaborate with people, because our last two albums we've been playing with a Greek sax player, Achilleas Po. And so we're always trying and changing. And
well, if both of you are in Hidden Forces Trio, what's the difference?
It's in Hidden Forces Trio, we play with a clarinet player, and it's about improvisation. And we don't think in compositions the same way. Or the same concepts, but when we write stuff for Orthodox, we put our metal heart into it, and it's more like our main project where we put everything together. Hidden Force is only for improv, or you know, and we play also for the clarinet player, who is the main voice when we play together.
So even though you're both in the same group, you approach the bands differently.
Yes, we change our mind. Sometimes you can find some connections, of course, but it's different for us.
And you were talking, yeah, it's different for you. But what about the Sputnik Trio? Again, it's you guys.
Yes,
makes
with
it different?
With Ricardo Tejero, is a sax player from Madrid. We met almost accidentally, and we met together 5 minutes before start playing on stage. So he had more experience than Borja and myself in playing free jazz and improvising. So we tried to tie him to us to learn with him. And we started that project, and we got him to the studio to record, and we played many gigs with him and learned a lot. So we took him like a teacher for improvising.
Yeah, right. So he opened up some windows for you.
What? Sorry?
Opened up some windows for you, some doors.
Yes, yes, sure.
Because what's his background? Probably not Iron Maiden.
Yes,
he has
anything to do with rock or metal. He only plays jazz and improvised music. He was playing in London, and he knows a lot of people from there, from the improvisation, you know, like John Edwards or Simon Rose or Alan Wilkinson and people like that.
Yeah.
And so it was great for us to, because, you know, we are metalheads trying to do this thing, and it was great for us having a player like him, because he's a great player.
Yeah. You know, that's the great thing about music. It's about giving to each other.
Yeah, sharing.
Right.
Sure.
And believe it or not, he's probably learning something from you guys playing with you also.
Sure, I'm sure. We push him to play other things. He told us that he plays different when we play with us. So everybody is
listening, learning
something.
That's very interesting. Okay, it's time right now, because it's been quite a while, for Brother Matt to deliver his spin cycle.
Cool.
So fasten your seatbelts. Thank you.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, even itches it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugar and softly spoken lies. You never know just how to look through other people's eyes.
Fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how.
Everybody trying to wreck my flow. You always gotta wreck my flow. Everybody trying to 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 wreck my
foothold increases, the red man's land diminishes. Seldom has history recorded such a phenomenal land transaction as that which took place. We'll be right back.
of another race. Fallen people when our fathers first met them, but now great and overbearing. Strangely enough, they have a mind to till the soil, and the love of possession is a disease with them. These people have many rules that the rich may break, but the poor may not. They claim this mother of ours to birth for their own and fence their neighbors away. They debase her with their buildings and their refuge. That station is like a spring crescent that overruns its banks and destroys all who are in its path.
Here come another three-string trans boogie for your listening pleasure. Ha!
Thank you so much for bringing us back in the spin cycle room.
My
Tell
pleasure.
Us why you did what you just did to us now.
It started because I saw a movie. Saw some Baby Driver the other day and heard that old Simon Garfunkel way in the back. And I hadn't heard that in a long time. Not that I liked them much, but it was a cool tune. And then I had some Butthole Surfers because I didn't see them, but they were down at some Growlers on Sunday. And
so, they did play,
Yeah.
So did Bad Brains.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was on the other day.
Mm.
And I had to practice. It's Daniel Johnson. You there, Marco?
Yes, here I am.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a cool time,
coming
though.
Up tomorrow. I learned all these tunes. I met Daniel at a Butthole Surfer.
Mm.
It was Butthole Surfer, Sonic Youth, and Firehose. 1986, Daniel was wearing a McDonald's hat. Worked at McDonald's. He kept talking to me about the Beatles. I think he really meant the Beatles, not Kiss. You know, I saw Kiss and Marco a few times, maybe four times before they ever had an album out. And I remember when the album came out, it was so slow.
Yeah,
the tempo was very, they were very careful when they recorded. It was nothing like the gigs I saw there.
Down.
Anyway, Brother Matt, thank you so much for bringing us that
segment,
and also for being at the Growler.
Yeah, thank you. That was a very cool time. That was a bitchin' picture of you and Tanara when those guys were right.
There was a band from Mali. You know these cats? Marco Tiarowin.
Who?
Tiarowin. They're from Mali. West Africa.
Bedouin.
Sahara.
Nomads.
They play electric guitars and stuff, but they do it in their own way.
It's right, kind of, this desert style.
Yeah, desert blues or something. It's trippy. It's very...
Some African stuff, but not the guys.
I think there's a lot of different African music. This one in particular seems maybe not as melodic, maybe more rhythm. But still kind of melodic, and the singing more Arabic influence.
Yeah.
And it is just beautiful music, man. And calm, not that wild. Builds up, it simmers. The bass man was left-handed, playing upside down. I found out that Flea gave this guy the bass.
Oh, cool.
It's a 1962 P bass.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard when Flea was here that day.
And he just turned it upside down because he's a left-handed man.
Cool.
Very interesting the way the bass figures in their music.
How do you call that band? Can you repeat them?
Tinariwen.
Sure,
it's
I know that.
T-I-N-A-R-I-W-E-N.
I knew that. They're quite popular underground level, but I know them.
Yeah, they played at this festival. Sorry,
cool.
Guided by Voices, and they were really good. Those are the two bands I saw on their sets. I just got back from tour, so we weren't the tightest, but we did okay.
I saw
Kids Rock, yeah, that was cool.
Facebook, maybe?
What's that?
You with the guys?
I took a picture with them, because I know Billy.
I saw
was staying out in the desert. And a friend of mine's who does, he's a tour boss, a road boss, and he's having him stay in his pad. Really good cat named Bill Rami. His people, Lebanese. Mm-hmm. He did some wrestling when he was younger. Good to see Billy. It surprised me. I didn't know the connect. We're at the end of the, second hour, November 1st, 2017 edition of the Watford Pedro Show. Brother Matt, glad you're back.
Thank you.
And our special guest from Seville, Marco Serrano. Hold tight for Outer 3! November 1st, 2017, it's the third hour of the Watford Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
silvery plow of aluminum rowboat cuts adequately and humbly through cattails and dragonflies. Leaning over the rope and pulley, I stroke the mantle of sandy weeds dripping on the coffee can anchor. On and on, the creaking oars guide our narrow boat through the canal, Dad clamping teeth on his old pipe. Pop just finished chase candy bars too, residing in the cooler's ice with an increasing cast of dead-eyed fish. Around the lakes and through the canal, Pop, weeds, a beer, a cheese, candy bar, fish. Grandiose houses on a distant shore so menacing, tall dark weeds go down beyond where I could care to go. World of the unseen beneath my feet. Dark gives way to light sandy bottom, tracing the lake profiles row file in a rowboat, till gray line flips with a yellow perch. Then a rainstorm looming over, we take refuge in one of those houses, hummingbirds' wings invisible as the trumpet vines. All come and go in a day, each player in a grand memory, Dad, sisters, boat, lake, sky, rain, until at last we pull up to the crushed cinder circle, rush to the silver plywood outhouse, pack the tackle, tilt the two oars in, and then up the shady lane from a fishing trip started at dawn.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Start off the third hour with the Capricorn Sputnik Trio. That's Marco Serrato. And who's that from Madrid on the sax?
Ricardo Tejero?
Yeah.
From Madrid, yeah.
Right. Ricardo
Tejero.
Tejero. Yeah, because I asked because, well, we'll get to it. Matt Jones with Nuclear War. You guys, demo done now. It sounds like a finished piece to me. Joe Brewer with Back Fishing. Now, Pilots, PNDC, and Housework feature in Shadow Light. Mitsome with Sinovi. And finally, El Cuervo. Here's the crows again. And this has got Ricardo Tejero. But then Colin Webster,
yes,
and you with your buddy Bora. Now,
yes,
what project was this? Where's Colin Webster from?
Colin Webster is very active. He's from London, and he's playing a lot with a lot of different people. Among them, he's playing also with a band from Holland, which I love, which is called Death Neanderthals. It's a sax and drums duo, very aggressive jazz and noise music. And we play a tour together through England a couple of years ago, and Colin was there with the Neanderthals. At the end of the tour, we have 2 extra days,
yeah,
and where we went to play the Vortex with Ricardo Tejero. So we managed. Colin managed a studio session for the four of us, and we just improvised and tried some different ideas, and so he released that album that we love.
Okay, so I understand. Kind of spur of the moment quartet. We're going to play tell me about this. Antonio Ramirez, you and Borja.
I have Los
Hermanos, this song.
Yes, it's about Antonio Ramirez. He's a friend who is, he booked some gigs here, and he makes a lot of illustration and drawing. So he has some illustration that he thought he wanted to improvise.
Yeah.
Taking the ideas from his drawings.
Ah, okay. Improvisation
so together
inspired.
That kind of book.
Mm-hmm.
So we improvise for one of each drawings, and we love that idea of releasing his drawings with our music, so you can sit and watch his art while listening to our improvisation.
Okay, let's listen.
Thank you. Come on, baby. Like, here's my shoes, everyone has.
Watch for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Antonio Ramirez, Marco Serrano, Borja Diaz with Los Serranos. The Breakfast Cowboy after that with Early Up, Automatic Sam, City Lights. A great band I just got to play with in Brighton, England, called The Emperors of Ice Cream at Middle Ground. And finally, Consangue de Quien Te Ofenda, Orthodox, Marco Serrano, our guest. Marco, how can people get a hold of your music on the internet?
We have a Bandcamp for one of each project. There's a Bandcamp for Orthodox, or for my solo stuff, and also there is
so they can go to marcoserrano.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
Yeah. So marcoserrato.bandcamp.com, people. And what plans you got going now? What's next for you?
We are in a kind of we're going to release a few splits with other bands, with Orthodox, and playing one of them with Colin Wester, and in the other side is Nick Bullen with his new project. Nick Bullen was one of the founders of Napalm Death.
Sure.
A tape is going to be released very soon by Valerio Cosi with his label, and an Orthodox tape. But we're kind of resting now because Borja has two daughters, twins, with 1 year old.
Brand new.
Yes. He's my father, so I let him rest a little while, and so I keep on studying my double bass degree. I keep on studying, but pretty soon we're going to, in a year or two, we're going to record a new Orthodox album, and I really want to improvise now during that period, but a little bit of relax for a few months.
Yeah. If somebody new to music wanted to ask you for advice, what would you tell them?
Advice? Quit. I'm not sure. For someone who wants to start playing music, just open your ears, but also listen to yourself better than anyone, because you must reach that your own voice, which is the most difficult thing, I guess. To be sure that you play only what you want to play, what you feel you that is in connection with your inner self. Sometimes you're playing just to play with friends, which is cool, but I ask a lot when I'm playing is, if this sounds like me, it's like, do I really feel what I'm playing, or less?
Yeah.
To be honest in that way is difficult, because you must be constantly asking yourself if you want to do this.
It might be difficult, but you're saying it's worth it.
Yes, at the same time, it's the best way to have joy with it, and to feel complete when you play this, and to to make it properly. Sure.
Okay, I think that's good advice. Maybe better than quit.
Mm. Not sure. Oh yeah, maybe.
You know. Do you have any collaborations coming up with Howie Reeve?
We've talked about this a few times. We would like to put some split together or something, but it's on the air. But it's something that we can work out in the near future. I'd like to, and he's very kind and nice guy. I love his music, because as we're talking about my advice to musician, if you, I, I, respect him a lot because you listen to 5 seconds of any of his songs and you know it's him, and it's very difficult, and I really respect that. So yeah, it would be cool to make something together with him.
I got to do a split 7-inch with him.
Yes. I you have the split? I got it.
The way we did it was I wrote words for one of his songs, and then he wrote words for one of my songs.
Sure. Yes, I love the split. I got it. I asked him about that one, and he told me a little, and it's fun.
In a way, it's like true collaboration.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a magic thing about music. And then...
Sure.
And it's also two basses, strange, but I actually come from tradition of two basses. I don't know if you know about this band, Dos.
Yes, with Kira, yes.
Yeah, I've had with Kay 35 years. So, not so strange for me.
Yeah, it's difficult to play two basses together.
But like you said, difficult sometimes is okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a way.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for being on the show and being a brother bass player, going out there trying to find your own voice. It's a righteous thing. I love your music,
thank you.
And I will continue to play it on the show. Brother
thank
Matt,
you.
Thank you for your really? Always righteous aid and abetting. Good people, it's been the November 1st, 2017 edition
thank
of Pedro's show. Keep your powder dry.